Well, if you put something in your mouth and you insult, you might say, I can't
swallow.
And what do people smoke here?
Cigarettes and cigars.
And if somebody, you know, offered you a big favor, if you were running for a political office or something, and they offered you a lot of money, you know, for your campaign, you'd say, well, I appreciate the offer, but I don't want to be
bribed.
And or you might say
obligated.
Would you ever say that?
Yeah, I don't like to be obligated. I don't want to be obligated.
And if I said, can you work in the yard? You'd say yes.
I can.
And if I said, can you ride a motorcycle? You'd say no.
No, I can't.
And if somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, you say, well, I got it before sunup and I
can't work any longer.
You what all you're going?
I'm tired. I'm going home.
You what all you're going to today?
I'm going to the house. I'm quitting.
So you have
finished your day's work?
Would you say you had done work all you were going to, or you know?
Yeah, I said I've done all I'm going to do today.
Well, you know, if there was an accident up the road, you might say that before the doctor got there, the victim was
unconscious. You might say.
What if he was
dead?
Conscious. Said before the doctor got there, the victim was
had died or he was dead.
And if we were talking about somebody, you know, who was careless all the time, you'd say, well, he what? Careful.
He wasn't careful.
And if we're talking about a child that wasn't growing properly, you'd say, well, he isn't as tall as he
should be.
And I might say, I dare you to go to the graveyard at night, but I bet you
are afraid.
Is that what you say? Would you ever say, I bet you daren't, I bet you dassent?
Yeah, I've heard that word, dassent. I've heard it used. Old people used it.
What would you say?
You afraid to go, or?
I bet you, I dare you to go to the graveyard at night, but I bet you.
You want, or bet you want, or bet you will, or maybe if there's a dare, or somebody who's just going to take the dare.
If you were doing something that was incorrect, I'd say, well, you aren't doing what you
should,
or what
you do the way you should,
or you ought. You aren't doing what you
ought to do.
And if a boy got a whipping, it would be because he did something he
should not have done.
Or he
ought not to have done.
And if I ask you if you would rob a bank, you'd say, no,
I would not. I wouldn't.
Or so if I said, will you rob a bank? You'd say,
no, I wouldn't.
Would you ever say, no, I won't.
I won't.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I won't. Oh, see, somebody would ask me if I would I rob a bank. I said, no, I won't. But if somebody would just ask me as a question, would I do it? I said, no, I wouldn't.
Well, if you were putting up curtains and your husband was sitting on the sofa not doing anything, when you finish, you might just look, say, well, you might
have helped me.
If I said, would it be possible for you to do something, you know, you weren't sure if it would not, you said, well,
I'm not sure, I might be able, I might not be able to.
Would you ever say, I might could,
yeah.
And what if someone said, you know, last Thursday, we all went out to Emancipation Park and we had to do all the work that asked you. We wish you'd been there. You said, well, if I'd known anything about it,
I would have been there.
Or
I might have been there. Or I might have come.
What's that kind of bird that, you know, makes a scary noise at night?
An owl, a hoot owl.
Is that what you call it? What you call it? Hoot owl.
Hoot owl.
Is there another kind of owl?
Yeah, a lot of different kinds of owls.
What are they? What?
Squint is a little, some folks call them a little squint owl. That's what old folks call them, and they make a little moaning sound. They aren't very big. I don't even hear any now. I guess there's not too many birds around here now. But they make a little moaning sound. And I've heard old people say, when you hear